Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council. Patrice Cunny from the Catholic University of Louvain explains what microbes and gut microbiota are and explains the link between the gut microbiota and the development of obesity.
The gut microbiota is the different cells that are living with us in our gut. It represents tenfold more cells in our gut, in bacteria, microorganisms, than our own human cells. It's about 100,000 trillion cells. And these cells represent a very specific ecosystem. There are different types of microbes, and they have different functions. They are talking together, but they are also talking with us. I mean, there is a very important crosstalk between our cells and these specific microbes living within our gut. The link between gut microbiota and energy homeostasis and finally obesity was not so obvious at the beginning. We have considered this specific microbial community living in the gut as a neglected organ. And we have to consider that as a very specific organ because of the fact that they are able to digest nutrients that we were not able to digest in the upper part of our gastrointestinal tract. Professor Marcel Robertfroy discovered with his colleague Glenn Gibson that if you fed rats with specific non-digestible carbohydrate that were at that time inulin-type fructans, you can change the gut microbiota composition, specifically towards the increase of bifidobacteria. We discovered in the lab that if you fed rats with specific prebiotics, you have a decreased fat mass and a reduced energy intake. So if I sum up, there are now some evidence suggesting that microbes may be different and change according to the dietary habits and the dietary intake towards energy storage or energy expenditure. And now the key point is, what are the mechanisms behind these specific changes in energy intake? Can we impact on these gut microbiota?
What exactly led to the idea that it was in fact the gut microbiota responsible for the increased body weight?
There are some arguments coming from animal studies. Mice or rats that are living without any microorganisms. They have never been in contact with any microorganisms. They have no gut microbiota. So they are living in isolators. When they colonized the specific mice with a gut microbiota, they found that mice were gaining weight. The second argument is when they are fed with a high-fat diet, so energy-dense food that in theory led to the development of obesity and type 2 diabetes, these mice were resistant to the diet-induced obesity, although they were not malabsorbing the fat, but they were increasing their energy expenditure. So these are two specific arguments in a very specific model.
What are you currently working on?
We are now still working most specifically on discovering mechanisms, new mechanisms, involved in the crosstalk between microbes and hosts, but also hosts and microbes. We are trying to decipher what kind of specific metabolites might be produced by microbes and how they can interfere with our specific metabolism, but also how our metabolism can influence the gut microbiota composition and in turn change the development of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and so on. And we discover novel candidates, novel bacteria that might be involved in the development of obesity or in the protection against diet-induced obesity, for instance.
Based on the findings from your research, what are the implications for the prevention or treatment of obesity?
What I think regarding obesity prevention or treatment is that we know that it's a very complex disease. It's not only the food intake and energy expenditure, it's also our genetic background, but it's also the gut microbiota. I'm not yet convinced that we will be able to solve the obesity problem by focusing only on the gut microbiota. What I'm convinced is the fact that we can improve some of the metabolic disorders. And the challenge in the context of obesity is not only the fat mass development, but it's behind this the development of insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases. So far, I have no clear definition on what will be the future therapy. My personal point of view is if we can improve our dietary habits towards specific ingestion or food containing prebiotics and or probiotics, that might be the healthier way to move on.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.